Mysteries left over from the Kalamazoo River oil spill. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith in for Rebecca Williams. In case you're new in town, 3.5 years ago, an Enbridge pipeline broke, causing a huge oil spill near Marshall, Michigan. A couple of years ago, I met this guy, Craig Ritter, on the river. He's your typical Michigan out-of-doors type. He says he was out fishing last summer.
I started noticing these weird formations that I'd never seen before.
Round, porous rock formations, some of them nearly as big as a bowling ball.
Picked it up, it was really light, and it almost crumbled in my hand. And when it crumbled in my hand, the particles that fell in the water kind of left a real light sheen.
He's curious and sent some photos to regulators, scientists. Steve Hamilton, a professor at Michigan State and president of the Kalamazoo River Watershed Council, sees the photos. Hamilton says they're just regular rocks you find all over the place.
They had posted very good photos. I immediately recognized what they are because I actually dig those up and show them to my students, and they're not uncommon in southern Michigan waters.
But Ritter wasn't so sure, and trying to get a second opinion on the rocks hasn't been completely conclusive. Ritter and some friends sent a sample of the rocks to an independent lab in Atlanta to get tested. The lab says the mystery rocks have oil from the spill on them. No big surprise. Workers are still cleaning up what's left of the oil on the river bottom. The big surprise, this lab says there's evidence of a surfactant, too. Surfactants help break down oil during oil spills. Enbridge, state, and federal regulators say no surfactants were used in the Kalamazoo oil spill. And this is just one lab's results. So a second or third opinion is needed. I've got a few chemists looking into the test from Alabama to see if they can confirm the results. Okay, so let's go back to Craig Ritter, exploring the Kalamazoo River. Last September, he finds two separate signs buried in the mud near the spill site. The signs warn people not to swim, irrigate crops, or feed livestock because there have been some chemicals used in the area. One of the chemicals listed on the sign he finds is a surfactant. Ritter cannot help but jump to some conclusions here, especially after what the chemist in Alabama just told him.
From the beginning of the spill, we had so many unknowns. And here we are, 3.5, going on 4 years later, and we still got unknowns. There's more questions than just, it's the unknown. It's the fear of the unknown that we have.
Wait, whoa. Back it up a second, Ritter. At least that's what Brad Werfel says. He's a spokesman with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
If you and I took a walk along the Kalamazoo River and we found a roll of duct tape and a banana peel and a paper clip, you might want to tell me a story about how all of these things are connected. But in fact, they're just a banana peel, roll of duct tape, and a paper clip that happened to be down by the river.
Werfel says together, these things could look concerning. But he says the mystery notices and the mystery rocks are not directly connected. The signs are actually a whole lot easier to explain. The wetland areas hit the hardest by the oil spill had to be completely dug out and remade. That set the stage for invasive plants to take over. So Brad Werfel says Enbridge was ordered to take them out.
They do that using an herbicide, and they mobilize that herbicide in a lot of cases with surfactants. Small amounts of them.
Super small amounts. A report that came in this week shows crews used less than 2 gallons of surfactants, and that's allowed under state permits. So, mystery signs solved. Mystery rocks? Well, when I get some answers, I'll be sure to give you an update. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith.